Good morning, Raymundo. Here we meet again. The heart of a lion. Remember my words. The heart of a lion is pure, is direct, is sure. It belongs to my children who follow my commands, obey me, trust me, and give me their hearts. The heart of a lion. The Lion of Judah. Remember the things of the Bible, things of the past, of many years ago. It is written that the Son of Man must come down, must suffer, must die, must be resurrected, must be taken up again to heaven and placed at the right hand of the Father, Jehovah. The heart of a lion is strong, is brave, pure, is loving. For those who obey, things of heaven are secure. Things of heaven will be there forever. So will my Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, seated at the right hand of the Father, power and glory, majesty. To get to heaven isn't very hard. All you have to do is read the Bible, pray, be obedient to God, love your brothers and sisters, trust God, seek God, and you have a good start. The reading of the Bible from beginning to end is a good start. It shows you how the Lord selected a group of people to be His own, how He expanded this love of His for His people and brought in other people from other tribes, other groups that didn't know Him. He embraced them all. He loves them all. He will take care of them all. He will protect them all. This has been going on for hundreds of years, and it will keep on going until the end times. Then the Lord will separate what is good from what is bad. He will take up His own with the love of heaven. Along the way, He might correct a few, might discipline a few, but He has the love of all, the purest of love, the love that can correct, the love that can embrace, the love that can forgive, the heart of a lion. I love everything that's good and obedient, Raymundo. I don't care where it comes from. If it seeks me with the love of a child, with the innocence of a child, with the heart of a child, I will embrace it, I will kiss it, and I will take it home. Remember the words of the Bible, but you can't remember the words of the Bible if you haven't read the Bible. So for those who have not read the Bible, open it up at the beginning, read until the last page is finished, and pray, and pray, and pray. You'll read a section that tells you to have communion. Follow the instructions. Have communion every day. The love of Jehovah, the love of Jesus Christ, the love of the Holy Spirit, and all will go well. You will find obstacles along the road. Satan, all his followers, all the unbelievers, all the blasphemers, all those that like the things of man, that follow the ways of the devil, they have a path also. Stay away from such people. Their path goes nowhere but to the pit. Some of the things that the Lord Jehovah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, ask are very easy, very simple. Sometimes some are chosen to follow a little more difficult path, but it all leads to the same place, heaven, where Jesus Christ of Nazareth is, where Jehovah is, where the Holy Spirit is. Remember the heart of a lion, big, large, enormous, pure, sweet, loving. Those are only a few words to describe your God. There's so many in so many different languages, but they're all pointing to heaven. They're all pointing to Jehovah, to Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Spirit. Your Lord Jehovah loves all. Doesn't matter if you're a woman, whether you're a man, whether you're a child. He'll embrace all of you. If you've done some wrong things, been in the wrong place at the wrong time, repent. Seek Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and I will forgive you. This goes for you pastors too. We both know you've been wrong. We both know you haven't been sincere in a lot of areas at a lot of times. Repent. Correct your ways. Heart of a lion is forgiving, is loving. Do what's right. We welcome you to heaven if you follow the manners of God. My peace I give you in all things, so saith Jehovah. So saith Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So saith the Holy Spirit. Repent. Repent, all of you that need repentance. Seek the true God, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and you will live forever and ever, for all the time there is time. One path, one direction. Jehovah God needs a commitment that is sincere, that is direct, that is pointed. It doesn't go to the right or to the left. The commitment of a pure, innocent little child that is seeking their God, the innocence of heaven. Now, tell your brothers and sisters, everyone you know, what your Father Jehovah just told you. Tell them. Tell them there is a way to heaven. Save them through the Word of God. They will watch you, and they will see if you bear good fruit or you bear bad fruit. They will see. Jehovah will see. Jesus Christ will see. The Holy Spirit will see. Remember, the path to the heavens is through the name Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Remember that. Through the blood of the Lamb, we'll find the Father Jehovah, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. So be it. So be it. So be it. Over. 12:47 a.m. on the 2nd of December. Over.